First of all, I was saying how important their degree is, what a great honour it is for them. They've worked very hard for 3 years or 4 years in getting that degree. And if I look back at when I worked a bit, not like recently, but 40 years ago when I studied as a student, the things that stayed with me were, one, the friendships. The friendships stay with you for a long time. And the second thing is, whatever you've studied, you've learned how to think. And that learning how to think, it's good for your career, but it's good in itself. You're a sort of more rounded person and you'll have a happier time, in my view. So I can't applaud them loudly enough for all what they've done.
You are involved in quite an innovative piece of work here at Edge Hill as well.
That's right. We've got an in-house degree with Edge Hill. And this is, Viridor is basically a waste management company. And when many people think waste management, they think back to the days of My Old Man's Dustman. Now, this is totally different. Viridor and Edge Hill have worked together to come up with a degree that is academically rigorous, that's accredited by Edge Hill, and meets the needs of Viridor. I think that's an example for all the UK, not just for the waste management industry, but for UK government and business more generally. We got to a situation now where academe and business want to work together. It's not like 40 years ago when they wouldn't talk to each other. Now academe and business want to work together, but they haven't cracked the model. What happens at present is that you'll have brilliant researchers who'll do research in isolation and they'll bring it along to a company and the businessmen will say, well, why are you telling me this? Whereas what you need to do is co-design the research, co-design the study. And that's what Edge Hill has really done. They've worked with Viridor, we've worked with them, and we've come up with something that suits us going forward. And obviously we as a company love it. Our students love it, and it's terrific. It's been a tremendous liberation for some of our guys at all levels in the company. They're coming in thinking for themselves, telling me when I'm wrong, which is what we're paid to do. And this co-design, I think, is something that UK more generally has to do. The academe and business have to get together right at the beginning of a course, right at the beginning of a bit of research, and design it together.
And is that not really happening? Obviously, it's not happening as much as you would like, but it's not really happening around the rest of the country.
I don't think it is happening nearly enough. And indeed, one committee I chair in environmental education, on the agenda for September, October's meeting is how do we encourage genuine co-design in the whole area of environmental education. People are getting the idea, but it isn't really happening yet. It's difficult to make it happen. You have to put the effort in at the beginning. And, you know, business probably want to go in one direction, academe want to get moving in another direction. You have to put the effort in at the beginning in co-designing the study. So I don't think it's happening nearly as much as it should. But that's the way forward, I'm convinced of it.
And what about this whole area as an industry? You know, people always talk about how manufacturing is in decline in the UK. Is this kind of area, environmental technology, something that should be growing in future?
It certainly should be. You know, we play ourselves down in the UK. We used to talk about ourselves being the dirty man of Europe and so on. Well, Britain has gone from 10% recycling to 50% in 10 years. We've grumbled all the way. We're a grumbleocracy, someone said. But we've done it. And we've shown how a modern, I think the most advanced democracy in the world, can actually change things. And that's an example to other countries. And they can borrow some of the technologies we're using, because the technologies we're using in recycling, it's a far better approach, I'd have to say, in my view, than in France or Germany. So this is one of the many ways forward. But Britain's got a tremendous lot of manufacturing skills. If you look back even to the motor industry, it went through a dreadful time with bad management in the 70s. But look now, we're one of the leading producers of cars. So I'm convinced following this approach in the environmental area and many other areas, it's good news for Britain.